29 tonight. Proverbs chapter 29. Folks, I'll be honest with you. I had a message completely prepared, not for tonight, but one that I had preached previously a couple of years ago, and I was going to preach that tonight up until about 30 seconds ago. And I hope you'll bear with me tonight. I believe the Lord's leading a different way. And it never happened to me before like this, so be praying tonight for me. We'll be in Proverbs 29:18. And I think about little Eric dropping the brick on his toe and reminded me of when I was a kid. How many of you men know what a tamper is? It's a tamper? Tamper? Yeah. We had one of those when I was a kid at home in Holyoke. And I was playing with it in the backyard. My dad had been using it for something. And I was just playing with it. And I picked that up. And I was hitting the ground. And I picked it up and it slipped out of my hands and landed on my toe. And my toenail fell off. I remember how grossed out I was about that. But it reminded me of that. So that was fun. No reason for that story, just reminded me of it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Let's read it together. Let's stand together and read this verse. Proverbs chapter 29. We'll read verse 18 together. Proverbs 29, 18. Ready? Begin. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I'll read it one more time. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Many of you have heard a message, maybe from this verse, many times. Maybe you've used it in your own personal life to encourage you to do something for God, or maybe you've used it as a source of comfort. But tonight I want to preach Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Once more, please bow with me in a word of prayer. Lord, give me strength tonight. Give me your words. Lord, I know that I'm nothing. I know that I can do nothing without you, God. This is your word, God. Please, Lord, I ask you, please, give me strength tonight. Lord, help me remember that you're by my side. Lord, you called me to do this, Lord. I love you so much. Precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Know that every great thing, every great work done for God is the product of someone else's vision. Every great work done for God is the product of someone else's vision. This church was started 116 years ago. There was a man 116 years ago that God put it upon his heart to start a church in Jackson, Michigan. I don't know who he was. I don't know what he looked like. I don't know where he lived. But sometime 116 years ago, God put it on a man's heart to start a church in Jackson, Michigan, to reach people for the cause of Christ in the city of Jackson. And this church, Loomis Park Baptist Church, was started. And we see 116 years later how God has carried that vision and he made it a reality, and people have been saved and lives have been changed through this church, all because of somebody's vision. Whoever that man was, if he had decided, if that vision never came to him, this church wouldn't be here. But someone had a vision and made it reality. Man, with the buses that go out on Sundays all over America to pick up kids for church. Hey, those wheels of mercy go out not just to pick up people as transportation services, no, but because there's vision behind those buses. There's vision behind those buses, pushing them along, realizing that lives can be changed through it. Hey, the reason we go out and knock doors on Saturdays and Thursday nights is not just to wear our knuckles out. It's not just to take up time. No, it's because there's vision behind it. Spiritual vision, realizing that we don't know that this next door we knock could be the next Tom Malone, could be the next Rich Zawadzki, could be the next preacher. We don't know that, but we have to go with vision, realizing that God can do a change in someone's life. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. My life is the product of someone's vision. Man, I know that I'm nothing, but there were people in my life that cared enough about me to see something in me, to see potential in me. Folks like my parents, Christians, raising me up in a Christian home. And if you grew up in a Christian home tonight, teenager or anybody, man, be thankful for that. Be thankful and grateful that you have parents that love God. Be thankful for that. But my parents pushed me to do right, and they had vision for me. And my pastors growing up, Pastor Jerry Cleveland in Westfield, Massachusetts, and Eric Tharp in Holyoke, and Chad Korea in Holyoke, and now Pastor Rich Zawadzki, who was my youth pastor, had vision for me. Knew that God could use me. Even when I didn't believe it, they saw something that I didn't see. I'm the product of someone else's vision. There was a time when God the Father looked down and saw this sinful world and realized that there was no way, no earthly way that we could get to heaven on our own. And God the Father had vision and sent His Son to die on the cross for us so that we could spend eternity with Him. That's vision. God had vision for us. Man, God also looked down and saw this unworthy servant. And November 8th, 1989, when I was born, God looked down and said, well, I know Donald's not going to be the tallest person. He's not going to be the strongest person. He's not going to be the best at sports. And he may not have a lot of faith in himself. But I know that Donald can do something. If he trusts me and follows me, I can use him to do something. God had vision for me. And those of you in this room tonight who have lived for God all these years or just starting to, man, God has vision for you. God has plans for you. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I think of back in Holyoke, there's a small, they call it a mountain, but if you go to Colorado, it's really more like a hill in Holyoke. But it's Mount Tom. You might remember Mount Tom, right? Right over there near Northampton, in between Northampton and Holyoke. And every year, our youth group with pastorates would go on a hike to Mount Tom. It was a fun trip. We always enjoy it. We'd bring our water bottles and we'd walk up this mountain, and it would just follow the trails up. And many of you, how many of you love hiking? I don't know if there's anywhere to hike around here besides, downtown Jackson. I don't know what's around here. But if you love hiking, you love hiking. You like climbing those trails and maybe some of you like riding bikes up trails. But what we would do as a youth group, we'd follow Mount Tom, we'd go to the trails, and those of you who have been hiking before, you know that at certain spots on the trail, there's spots you can go off and it's a clearing and you can see a nice, beautiful view. And I love that on Mount Tom. There were many spots. You'd be walking the trail and you'd see off and to the side, there's a little clearing out and you'd stand out on a rock and you'd just look out and see different Holyoke and Northampton and East Hampton. You could see all these cities. And especially on a clear day, it was beautiful to see. And then the higher you'd get, the better it would get. And man, you'd see and you'd look out and it was beautiful. We have pictures still. And man, I loved it. Loved it. Well, could you imagine if I stood at the bottom of that mountain? Or that Mount Tom. And I said, man, I bet you the view looks great from up there. And I bet you if I got up there, man, it would be beautiful out there. What a great view. Especially in the fall and the leaves are all changing. Man, it'd be beautiful from up there. But I never went up. I just stayed in the ground and said, yeah, it would be great. And I never went up and climbed the mountain. You know, those thoughts of the pictures in my mind of how great it would look, it would never become reality until I climbed that mountain and made that vision a reality. And so many times in our Christian life, as Christians, we stand at the bottom of that mountain, at the bottom of, maybe we have a little bit of vision, but we never act upon it. I mean, you know that God can do something in your kids' lives. You know that God can do something in your life. You know that God can do something with His church or with your Sunday school class, but you never take that step. You'll never see the reality. That vision will never be real. It won't be as good until you take that step. You take that step. 3 points tonight regarding vision. 3 challenges, really, regarding vision. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Perish. Number one, regarding vision, believe. Believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 says this. It says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God prepared for them that love Him. Oh, if we could as Christians just believe that God has a plan. If we could just look at this verse, it's right there in black and white. God said it. We don't even realize the things that He has prepared for us. And in our lives, we need to have that vision, realizing that God has a plan. God has a special, specific will for you in your life. Many of you have followed that will. Many of you, when you were younger, you sought out God's will and you've seen God do great things in your life. And you couldn't be happier. And you look back and you say, just like the songwriter wrote, I don't regret a mile I've traveled for my Lord. You can look back and say that. But those of you maybe in the room, teenagers, believe that God has a plan for you. It's the first step, guys. God has a plan for your life. And those, even not just teenagers, but anybody. You need to believe. Man, if you ask me, Years ago, when I was a teenager, if I thought that God would have me be a youth pastor full-time at a church in Jackson, Michigan, I wouldn't have said yes. Man, if you asked me if God would allow me to be a bus captain at Golden State Baptist College and see many people saved, and I wouldn't have said yes, no. I wouldn't have said that. Because at that time, I didn't really see what God had for me. But finally, there came a point in my life when I finally had to step back and say, well, you know what, Lord? I know that I'm nothing, but I know that you're everything. And I'm just going to believe what your word says, that you have a purpose for me. You have a purpose for this unworthy servant. You can use me. Number one, believe. Believe that God has a plan for you. Believe that vision that God gives you. Believe that God can do something in this church. Hey, believe that God can fill up our buses and that can fill up this balcony. Man, I see this balcony and if I stop and close my eyes, I can just see it filled. I want to believe that. And folks, as a church, we need to have that vision that God is going to bless this church. That God's going to grow our church. And praise God for those who've been saved and baptized and joined our church. But we need to continue to believe that God can do something great. Because He wants to. And He can. But where there is no vision, the people perish. And as a church, we need to have it. We need to believe that God can do something in this church. I believe many of you believe that. But we need to, as a church, as a family, believe that God has something. Number one, believe. And I promise we won't be long tonight. Number two, achieve. Number one was believe. Number two is achieve. Yeah, you got that vision. And you believe. Yeah, you believe. I believe God can do something great in Loomis Park Baptist Church. That's great. But just believing isn't enough. Hey, just having that vision isn't enough. You need to achieve. You need to act upon that vision. Hey, if you believe God can do something great, then if you're able, be here for soul winning on Saturdays and Thursdays, if you can. Hey, that's achieving. That's making that vision a reality. Praise God that men in my life who saw potential in me did their best to push me forward. Hey, Pastor Rich could have said, yeah, Donald, he could turn out to do something good for the Lord and then just stand and do nothing. No, Pastor Rich did his best when I was a teenager to encourage me in the Lord. To help me, to push me to do right, to yell at me when I did something stupid. I needed that. That's achieving. Achieving your vision. Man, if you have a vision for a Sunday school class maybe that you teach, or maybe one of your kids maybe is away from God and you don't know what to do. Man, you have a vision, you know that God can do something great in their life. Man, do your best to pray for them. Pray for your Sunday school class. Pray for your kids if they're away from God. Pray for that lost loved one. Pray for your lost coworker. Have vision. We got to believe, first of all. But you got to achieve. You got to make it happen. Man, if Joshua in the Bible got to Jericho, big walls seemed impossible. And God told him what he needed to do. And Joshua could have said, well, Lord, I'm not trying to be mean, but that doesn't sound very smart. Walking around seven times and then blowing our trumpets and yelling. How is that going to fix anything? No, Joshua believed what God said and then achieved. And he went with his men and they walked around that however many times. And then they blew their trumpets and they shouted. And the walls came down and there was victory because they achieved. They acted upon that vision. And God gave the victory. And it's the same in our lives as Christians. Getting that vision and believing that God can do something, believing that God could allow you to help a coworker at work and lead him to the Lord, believing that God could allow you to build a bus route or that God could allow you to build this church, help build this church, believing all that and then acting upon it, achieving. Oh, if even myself, if I could just act more upon my vision, man, I have great vision for this youth group. I want to see God do great things. And I'm not just talking about numbers. I mean, numbers are man, there's some churches that have 3,000 people, but there's no, the Holy Spirit's not even there. I want God to do a great work. If I have 5 teens that love God and want to serve Him, then that's good enough for me. My vision for these teenagers, for you teenagers, is that God will use you, that you'll understand God. My vision for this church is that it'll be a group of believers that love the Lord, that sing out, that want to please God. They want to reach the world. That's my vision. But if I don't do anything about it to try and achieve that vision, nothing will happen. It's the same with all of us. Acting upon that vision. The Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Man, that's part of achieving the vision. Just doing what God wants. Man, if you have vision for a lost loved one, you see them, they can be saved and God can use your life, man, then continue praying for them. Pray for an open door to witness to them. Do something about it. Achieve. I think of Eric Tharp, Jr., the son of Pastor Tharp, who was killed in a car accident at 18 in 2003. And I think of Eric, who had a vision for the city of Holyoke. Many of you may have heard this story before. But Eric, as a young teenager, had vision for the city of Holyoke. His daddy's church was in Holyoke. That's where I grew up. And he had vision for the city of Holyoke. And Eric said this. He said, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could get something on every single door in the city of Holyoke? A little handout, maybe something to hang on the doorknob with a track and an invitation to church and something else, a picture of our family. Man, we could do that. And Eric's vision began to grow. But Eric didn't just sit around and do nothing about it. No, Eric got up. And he started planning things. And he started talking to his dad about it. And he started getting people fired up about it. And every door in the city of Holyoke was hit with the gospel because of a young man's vision. He achieved his vision. And praise, I know it was such a tough time, but the Lord took him home. He fought a good fight. He finished his course. He kept the faith. When you achieve that vision, man, if you have goals for yourself, vision for yourself or for someone you love, do your best to see God do something. Do your best to achieve that vision. So number one was believe. Number two was achieve. And number three, and lastly, I told you to be short, is receive. Receive. Receive the blessings of God. Receive fruit. Man, when you get a vision and you act upon that vision and do your best to make it happen, you're going to receive blessings innumerable. You're going to receive a joy that you never thought you could have. You're going to receive blessings from God that you never thought possible. We read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. But as written, I have not seen nor heard nor there enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. That's good things. Blessings from the Lord. And when you act upon that vision, God will bless you. Like I said earlier, bus ministry, you don't always see fruit immediately. Man, I think of times in Holyoke when I'd really work on a kid. I'd have vision for him. I remember a little kid, Marissa, what was that kid's name in South Holyoke? He came to my last service. Yes, Juju. Juju, a little kid, rough home. Lived with his grandma. His dad was in jail. His mom was in jail. He didn't know what was going on. Rough kid. Young kid, probably about 9 years old. And Juju, he would come to church and he'd be terrible. I mean, he'd run around. It was just one of those things you just want to grab him. But Juju would come to church. He was in my area that I used to knock doors in and run and get the kids to get together for the bus. And Juju kept coming. And man, I started seeing a change in Juju. He started wearing a shirt and tie to church. I know that's not the biggest deal, but for him it was huge. And he, instead of coming to church and cussing and being bad and listening to teacher, he'd come and he'd sit still. He'd fold his hands. He'd listen. I remember being like, wow, this is awesome. This is great. Well, something happened with Juju. And he came one Sunday and he started being bad again. He wasn't listening. And then, as far as I know now, he's not even in church anymore. That's tough to hear. It is. You want to see God do something great. And not just in the bus ministry, but in everything. Man, maybe you see someone get saved out soul winning and you say, man, God's going to use their life. And then they just disappear off the face of the earth. And you say, well, what happened? I mean, I told you that testimony of a couple weeks ago about that young lady, Sue, that I met over on Forbes. And they were in a lot of trouble. She got saved, praise God, and was crying. The Lord was doing a great work in her life. And I tried to get her to come, and she hasn't come yet. I don't know how to get a hold of her. I don't know where she lives now. And it's easy sometimes to let that discourage you. Man, maybe you had plans for your kids. Didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. Get discouraging, I bet. I mean, if Donald grew up and did something I wasn't approved of or didn't like, man, that would be discouraging. But if as Christians we can trust the mighty hand of God and have that vision and do our best, do our part to achieve it, you're going to receive blessings. Maybe it won't be here on earth, but one day in heaven. One day in heaven when you get to see God and you say, Lord, maybe I'll say, Lord, man, I did my best. I tried. And I know I'll have a lot of faults, obviously, the judgment seat. But maybe God will say, well, you know, Donald, remember Juju that you thought disappeared off the face of the earth? Well, Juju, he became a teenager and then God got a hold of his heart again. And Juju went off to Bible college and he became a missionary to some city in Africa. And hundreds of thousands of people were saved because he didn't give up. Man, will that happen? I don't know. But God knows. God knows. And you know what? That's not impossible. That could happen. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have that hope that I know that I did everything in my power to help that young boy. God has to give the increase. You'll receive blessings if you act upon that vision. You'll receive blessings like you never thought you could. But first, like I said, you can't do one without the other. You first have to believe. Number one was believe. Have a vision. Believe God can do it. Number two, you need to achieve. Act upon it. Do something about it. Don't just sit around. Do something. Be the solution to the problem. Don't be the reminder of the problem. Be the solution. Do something about that vision. Act upon it. And lastly, you'll receive blessing. Receive. Believe, achieve, and receive. And God's got a plan for Loomis Park Baptist Church. I know it. I've only been here 7 months and I know it. God wants to do something great in this church. He does. Through you, dear folks. But you've got to believe. You've got to believe. Heads bowed or eyes.